So we will move through the chapter quickly so that in the future you can review these verses and, like chewing the cud, you'll be able to draw more teachings out of the passage.
这里讲到鳄鱼啊，是一个很特殊的，在神所造的万物里头啊，最特殊。
Here it talks about the Leviathan, and that this creature is a very unique creature out of all the creation of God.
尤其在海中的所有这些万物。
Especially out of the ocean creatures.
它的外表跟它的特性都是非常特殊。
And we see how its characteristics and how its outward appearance are all very unique.
跟一般的那些海中的。
And the Leviathan is very different from all the ocean creatures out there. And the first characteristics, from verse 1 to verse 8,
说到人没有人能够来制服他。
Here it says that no one can ever resist Leviathan, this creature.
那么第九节到十一节说，应该会想要跟他征战的都会上来。
And that is from verse 9 to 11. Those who want to overcome this crocodile, they will fail.
那十二节以下就说明这个鳄鱼的一个肢体的一个很特殊。
And then from verse 12 on, it talks about the power of the crocodile and how strong it is. And that it is very fearful. Let's look from verse
1.
Here it says that, can you draw out the Leviathan with a hook? Or can you snare his tongue with a line which you lower? Can you put a reed through his nose? Or pierce his jaw with a hook? So these description let us know that no man can ever capture or control a crocodile.
Verse 3. And
will he make any supplication to you, speak softly to you, make a covenant with you, or take him as a servant forever? That is impossible.
因饥渴呢，他来到你面前玩耍，饥渴为你的幼女将他拴住吗？
And will you play with him like
站得住。
So that's why God says that who can precede me, who can stand before me.
所以前面所说的恶语的这些，就是来彰显神的威严。
So therefore, we see the whole passage that describes the power of the crocodile. It actually reveals the awesome power of God.
就是他的外衣，他穿上的哈，像约伯穿上的这个伟神的威严这个衣服。
So we can see that it is almost like putting a garment of power on him, just like how Job put it on.
像神所造的这个恶鱼一样。
And it's just like this crocodile that God has created.
那是这样子，人在神的面前是站立不住。
And because man cannot stand before God.
因为万物都是神。
Because everything under heaven belongs to God.
没有人先给神什么叫他偿还。
Nobody has given him anything before that he should repay back.
而神借着所造的这个恶人来显明他的。
So through the crocodile that God has created, it reveals His great power.
我们再来看圣经。
Let's look at the Bible.
这里的道理是什么
What is it really about?
看使徒行传。
Let's turn to Acts.
第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
第二章从四十一节。
Acts chapter 2 from verse 41.
这里说到五旬节圣灵降临以后，使徒为主做见证，结果有3000多人受洗。
And here it says that on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit descended, and that many received and were baptized, and 3,000 souls were added.
42节说，这一些受洗的人呢，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，以及团契、拜饼、祈祷。
And so verse 42 that these Christians they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, breaking of bread and in prayers.
这个就是教会这个团契啊，呈现在众人的面前出现。
So here it reveals the fellowship of the church and how it is manifested before everyone.
结果怎么样？43节。
And then what happened? Let's look at verse 43.
众人都惧怕。
Then fear came upon every soul.
众人都惧怕。
Every single person was afraid.
教会叫众人惧怕。
The church brought fear to every single soul.
为什么？
Why?
使徒行了许多的神迹奇事。
Because the apostles they have done many miracles and wonders.
因为他显明了神的能力。
Because they have revealed the power of God.
神的能力就彰显他的威严。
And the power of God it shows his great reverence.
神的大能是借着教会显明的。
And that the great power of God is revealed through the church.
所以众人都惧怕。
That is why fear came upon every.
我们再看第五章。
Let's look at chapter 5.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
第11节。
Verse 11. So great fear came upon all the church and upon all who heard these things.
12.
And through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were done among the people, and they were all with one accord.Solomon's porch. 13. Yet none of the rest dared join them, but the people esteemed them highly.
这里的全教会听见这个事情，就神的这个作为，都很惧怕。
Here it says the entire church and all those people who heard about the incident, they all became.
主又借着使徒的手，在民间行了许多的神迹奇事。
And God also did many miracles and wonders through the hands of the apostles.
亚拿尼亚这个事情是在教会里面发生的。
Because this incident of Ananias actually happened within the church.
然后使徒又在民间，在 外面行了许多的神迹奇事。
And also the apostles did many miracles and wonders outside the church among the people.
因为所有信的人都同心合意聚在一起。
Because all those people, all the believers who believe, they all gather together.
哇，其余人没有一个人敢贴近，不会敢敬畏。
And you see that nobody dare to draw close because they're all very respectful.
百姓都非常尊重这些信徒就加入。
And that the people, the multitude, they all esteem the believers very highly.
这个就是神的教会的威严。
So here we see the great power of the church.
这个就是属灵的教会。
And this is a spiritual church.
它彰显在人的面前，让众人敬畏、尊敬。
And that it manifests and that this spiritual church manifests herself before all the people, so that people will revere and respect God.
因为神的能力借着教会彰显出来。
Because the almighty power of God and His awesome wonder was flowed through the church and came upon the people.
这是第一。
That's the first point.
第二，看有没有一个问题，四十一章。
And the second point, let's return back to Job 41.
十二节。
Verse 12.
就论到这个恶人的尸体啊，和他其和他的大力并美好的骨骼，我不能缄默不言。
Here I will not conceal his limbs, his mighty power, or his graceful proportions.
神怎么重视这个事情
？How does God look at this incident？
他创造这个恶人真的很特殊。
That indeed, when God created the crocodile, it is a very unique.
尤其就是恶人的这个肢体，跟他的大力，还有美好的骨骼，哦，这三件他不能不讲。
And especially we see the limbs of the creature and its power and its proportion.
所以恶人的这个肢体，你看他就是他连他这个形状，肢体的联络真的是很特殊。
Because when you look at the limbs of the creature of the crocodile, it is very unique.
这个鳄鱼是在不是像我们现在看到的鳄鱼啊，都不像。
And of course, in fact, this is a leviathan. It is totally different from the crocodile that we see today.
在古时候啊，神所天使所造的鳄鱼在海里头的，所以有些人称它叫海怪。哦，这就是很奇怪的，海怪就是海中最奇怪的一种动物。
Because in the old days, according to the myth, in fact, this leviathan, it is a very fearful ocean creature. It is one of the greatest ocean creature you can find in the ocean.
啊，到博物馆去了，看到那个鳄鱼的化石啊，哦，那是我现在我看到鳄鱼的好几倍大。
And if you were to go to the museum and you look at the fossils and the bones, fragments of this leviathan, it is huge. It's a huge creature. It is much bigger than the crocodile that we see today.
所以那个鳄鱼是，如果是现在活着让我们看，我们真的会害怕，看到战惊，真的是这样。
So therefore, today, if this leviathan, this creature, truly exists, and if it were to manifests its power before us, we will be very afraid.
所以下面神一定要讲清楚，不讲不行。
So therefore, over here we see how God He must tell us about the truth.
啊，当然不是在讲恶人的厉害哦，这个讲那个就没什么意思了。
Then again, of course, God is not talking about how great the leviathan is.
这个是关，今天跟我们啊关系非常密切，所以不能不说。
And so, definitely, it has direct life application for us today. That's why God cannot keep silent about it.
13节说
Verse 13.
谁能脱他的外衣？谁能进他的上下牙齿之间呢？
Who can remove his outer clothes, and who can approach him with a double bridle?
谁能开他的腮帛啊？啊，他牙齿四周围是可畏。
Who can open the doors of his face with his terrible teeth all around?
他以坚固的鳞甲为壳，花紧紧合壁，烘得非常严密。 这种，这个就是今天呢，我看到。
And this is what we actually see today.
教会的这种，要显出神这样的威严来，就是要像这样子。
That today, in order for the church to manifest the awe of God, this is what it needs to go through.
谁能过去我们的外人？我们的外人是基督啊，谁敢碰啊？
Because who can actually remove our coat, which means that who can remove the garment of Christ that we have put on?
谁能进到这个他的牙口之间？
And who can approach him with a double bridle?
那这个是没有人敢以神为敌的。
And that is to say, no one would dare to do that, because then they will be counted as an enemy of God.
因为教会是，你看主耶稣啊，他说有一个从你口里出来的宝剑。
Because within the church that comes out from the mouth, there is the sword of the spirit.Let's turn to the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 1, verse 16. He had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword.And his countenance was like the sun, shining in its strength.
从他口中出来一把两刃利剑。
That out of his mouth came a sharp, two-edged sword.
最厉害。
And that this is the most powerful.
在他的这个牙齿之间，这个利剑。
That is between the teeth, you will find a double-edged sword that is very sharp.And that around the double bridle, around the doors of his face, it is all very scary. Because when you look at the double bridle and the terrible teeth that is all around a crocodile, you can understand the scary power that it has. And that so it will allow you to be scared because I actually.So I actually bought a real head of a crocodile and put it in my living room. And then I will occasionally come and look at the crocodile's head. Because the more I look at the head of the crocodile, the more I ponder upon it, and the more respectful I become. Because when you look at the book of Revelation, when you see how the message of God come out from the mouth, and it is like a double-edged sword, and it carries with it judgment, it is very fearful.
我们传讲的这个神的话，它是两刃利剑，啊，对于信的人让他得救，对于不信的人，那就要定了。
Because when the church preached the message of the salvation of God, the truth is like a double-edged sword. For those who believe, they will be saved. But those who do not believe, they will be condemned. Therefore, when people see you, they will be in reverence and be very respectful. So therefore, in the time of the Acts of the Apostles, you see, wherever the apostles go, the people will respect them greatly because they speak the word
样。
So we see a fine example of Ananias and Sapphira when they cheated against the Holy Spirit, and when Peter revealed it to them, they actually fall down dead.
所以他就发一动，就是不要说话，神的利剑碰。
So when the mouth begins to speak, we see how the double-edged sword will come out with the word of God.
带有神的能力。
Because it carries the power of God.
所以没有人敢惹他。
So no one dare to even draw close to him.
啊，十四节这里，十五节。
Verse 14 and 15, here
it
says, you see his rows of scales.
都显出他一样，他是这样，这个鳞片不是合起，不但合起，它上面还有每一片都有一个凸出来。
And you see how the rows of scales, how they are piled up against each other, and they actually protrude out of each other.
可夸呀，可夸就是它凸出来的，你看普通一般你都是凸的。
Because when you look at the scales of the fish, it actually lies flat. But when you look at the scales of a crocodile, it protrudes out like hills and mountains. So that shows its great fearful power.
那一片呢，那个合起来紧合的那种程度啊，严密到，哇，你气都透不过。
And you see how the scales they are so tightly shut against each other, it is like a seal that no air can come between
them.
How can it be so amazing? And it is very unique. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4.
我们看基督这个身体，它是怎么样的？
When we look at the body of Christ, we can see how it is structured together.
看第十六节，四章十六节。
Ephesians 4, verse 16.
第四章十六节。
Ephesians 4, verse 16. From whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share.causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love.
这里就在讲到全身体，我们每一个弟兄姐妹在基督里面联络起来，像那个鳞片跟这样结合在一起，联络的合适，联络到合适的时候，那就像这样子，气透不过的。
Here it says that when the whole body of Christ is joined together and knit together, where all the joints supplies every effective working, it is just like the scales of the crocodile, where no air can even go through. That is the body of Christ. So how does it actually join and get knit together? That it is knit together by the love. Because Jesus says that, now I give you a new commandment, that you must love one another. That as long as you obey this new commandment, that as long as you have love for one another, your love for one another in Christ will be so tightly knit together that it is like the scales that no air can even go through, that is no foothold for the devil to work. And there is nothing that will constrain us and depart us from God. Let's turn to Romans.Romans chapter 8,
35 to 36.
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
这个爱，神的爱，是在基督耶稣基督里面。
Here we see that this love of God, it is found in Christ Jesus.
坚强无比。
It is very strong.
所以要靠基督夸耀，靠基督得胜。
So therefore, we will take pride in Christ Jesus, and that we will be more than victorious.
没有什么可以让我们跟神的爱隔绝。
That nothing ever will separate us from the love of God.
都是像胶一样连在一起，主的爱像胶一样，分不开的，一点让你分不开的。
That is the love of God. It is like a strong glue that will glue all of us together, and that we can never separate.
神说我不能不说，这个很重要。
That is why God says that I must speak of these things because it is very important.
所以今天我们要晓得，主耶稣赐给我们这条新命令，就是这个用意。
So therefore, today we must understand that this new commandment that Jesus has given us, that is what it means.
所以主耶稣说，你们要常常在我的爱里面，你们遵守我的命令，就常常在我的爱里面，这样你们的喜乐就可以得到满足。
That is why Jesus says that you must always be found in my love and you must keep yourself in my love so that you can be filled with all joy.
这是像鳄鱼的鳞片加合在一起，这很可怕。
So it's just like the scales of a crocodile that is so tightly knit together like a seal that no air can even go through. That we rely upon the love of Christ.And that we can take pride.
但未来有过去。
Let's come back to Job.
四十一章第十八节。
Job 41 verse 18. His sneezing splash forth light, and his eyes are like the eyelids of the morning.
我说他这个鳄鱼会打喷嚏。
So it's interesting. You see the crocodile, it actually can sneeze.
这打喷嚏就发出光来。
And when it sneezes, it will flash forth light.
他的眼睛就好像早晨的光线。
And his eyes are like the eyelids of the morning.
那从他口中啊，把喷嚏从口中出来。
From out of his mouth go burning lights.
那喷嚏喷出来的是什么
？And what comes out from the mouth?
发出这个烧着的火把跟飞腾的火星。
That sparks of fire shoot out.And smoke goes up of his nostrils.
第一口出来，因为打喷嚏的时候，但是口味就出来，第一口就会出来。
And because it is coming out from his mouth, so therefore smoke goes out of his nostrils.
那鼻孔冒出来的烟呢，好像烧开的锅，好像焚烧的炉哎。
And that this smoke that comes out from the nostril is just like a boiling pot and burning rushes.
那打喷嚏的时候是有气，从那气出来。
And when he sneezes, the breath comes out from his mouth.
我插了气呀，点着这个煤炭，有火焰从他的口中发出。
And then his breath kindles coals, and then a flame goes out of his mouth.
这是什么
？What does this refer to? You probably will understand.
当晨光要出现的时候。
That is when the first light of dawn were to come out of the horizon.
那就是。神的审判要发生，神的怒气要发作。
That is the day of the final judgment of God, when the wrath of God will be poured out.
所以大家看启示录到最后，啊，神的审判到。
So when you look at the book of Revelation, on the last day, the judgment of God will come.
神的怒气啊，从天上一碗一碗倒下来，一碗一碗倒下来。
That the wrath of God is pouring down from the heaven, bowl after bowl.
当这些气这个碗倒完了之后，哎，曾经就出现，曾经出现，审判就到。
And when the seven bowls of wrath are being poured out, then we see how the morning star will rise above.
所以眼睛好像早晨的光线。
That is why it says here, the eyes are like the eyelids of the morning.
那我们神的百姓，啊，我们要一直留在，我们就在等候这一天。
So as children of God, this is something that we must watch out for, because this is the day that all of us are waiting.
保罗说：“黑夜与
Because Paul says that the darkness has gone and the light has come. So you must put away all works of shame and put on the garment of light. And to wait for the morning star to arise. First to Second Peter. Second Peter chapter 1. Second Peter chapter 1 verse 19. Second Peter 1:19. We also have the prophetic word, make more sure, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart. So therefore, we must take heed to the prophetic word that will come in the second coming, as in the second coming of Lord Jesus. Especially when the darkness is leaving and that the day is dawning and that the morning star is rising. Because that is the moment in time when the wrath of God descends and that the judgment will come. So when the crocodile is sneezing, we do not know at first, and then when he starts to sneeze, then the breath comes out. So let's turn back to the book of Job. Let's look at verse
32.
And so here it talks about how verse 22, that strength dwells in his neck. And that sorrow dances before him. That the folds of his flesh are joined together. They are firm on him and cannot be moved. That his heart is as hard as stone, even as hard as the lower millstone. That when he raises himself up, the mighty are afraid. Because of his crashings, they are beside themselves. So here we are talking about the body of the crocodile. Because the neck of the crocodile is very strong. Because when you notice a crocodile, once it catches its prey, it will use its trunk to move the prey around. That's where the strength lies. And you see how the neck is connected to the body and that they are so firm and hold joined together, it cannot be moved. So the heart of the crocodile is so hard that it is like a stone that is immovable. It's as hard as the lower millstone, because the upper millstone is the one that will turn and move, but the lower millstone is the one that does not move at all. So when the crocodile raised himself up, even the mighty man became afraid. And so Jesus says that we must resist the mighty ones because they are like the devil.
当场成佛。
So here we're talking about like the church, it is very strong and stable.
就是神的大能大力。
That is the almighty power of God.
那力量怎么发出来的？
So how does the power get issued forth?
就是他的心呢，真实的像夏摩水一样。
And because it comes from the heart, because the heart is so hard as the lower millstone.
所以彼得说，我们要怎么样抵挡我们的仇敌呢？就坚固的信心。
That is why Peter says that in order for us to resist the devil, our faith must be as strong as the lower millstone.
这个坚固的信心呢，像夏摩石一样，是不动的，永远不动的。
That our faith is so strong and steadfast, it is immovable. It is just like the lower millstone that doesn't move.
那神的力量就会帮助。
Then the power of God will help us.
勇士都会害怕。
That even the mighty ones are afraid.
这个就是教会的信心。
That is the faith of the church.
接下来26节。
Let's look at verse 26. Though the sword reaches him, it cannot prevail, nor does spear, dart, or the javelin.
29.
Verse 29. Darts are regarded as straw. He laughs at the threat of javelins.
要用枪，用什么武器都没有用。
So even though men want to use all kinds of weapons like the spear, the dart, or the javelin, it is of no use. Because to him, the bronze are like rotten wood and the metal is of no use. And that all this arrow and all these darts are like straw. And that nothing makes him afraid.
意思就说没有什么能伤害他。
That is to say, nothing can ever harm him.
保罗说，这一些呀，靠着爱我们的主的得胜有余了。
That is why Paul says that we can rely upon Christ Jesus, and we will be more than victorious.
这个就是，我们在基督靠着基督的这刚强。
That refers to the strong faith.That we have in Christ Jesus. That is the power of Christ Jesus. Verse 30. His undersides are like sharp portions. He spreads pointed marks in the mire. 31. He makes the deep boil like a pot. He makes the sea like a pot of ointment. 32. He leaves a shining wake behind him. One would think the deep.Had white hair. 33. On earth there is nothing like him, which is made without fear. 34. He beholds every high thing. He is king over all the children of pride.
这里最后这里是看他的行动。
So here we look at his actions.
他一走过去，你看。
When he approaches you, you can see.
你看他走的这个是渡户，他下面渡户好像有刀一样。
When you see the crocodile move around, you look at the under of his belly. It seems like there are knives.
因为他的鳞片呢，就是这样走过去，好像那个钉马经过的鱼鳞这样啊过去一动。
Because of the protruding scales that are found.Under the body of the crocodile, therefore, when he glides around, you can see like him plowing a field.
但是还有一个在经过，他在那里行动，就好像深渊，好像滚呢，好像在锅里面开滚一样。
And then when you see how the crocodile twists and turns around in the water, it is just like how the water is boiling in a pot.
这个海洋像锅中的油啊，哇！这样。
And then you see how he is churning in the ocean in the sea, like as if the water is boiling in a pot.
所以他行过的路，随后就哗哗。
So therefore, he leaves a shining wick behind him.
令人想起深渊涌向白花。
So it seems like all the deep waves that it rises up have white hair.
这一段呢在说的是。
So what is it talking about here?
就是他的动作，他的行动。
Here we're talking about the mighty movement of the crocodile.
今天呢，我们看这使徒，看使徒的这个行动就知道。
So today when we look at the actions of the apostles, we can understand.
我们要看那使徒行动，把我传福音的这个过程。
When we see the Acts of the Apostles and how Paul was preaching around and the actions he left behind, all the places that he has gone through is like what is described here. It will all be left with a mark behind him. Just like how a field is being plowed.You can see the marks that's left behind. Therefore, when you look at the book of Acts, you see all the marks of churches that were signs of the marks that were left behind by the apostles. So praise and thank God.
31节说，啊，使这个深渊呢太滚，海洋像这个。
31, he makes the deep boil like a pot, he makes the sea like a pot of ointment.
保罗每传福音到一个地方，还有那个地方就是像这样子，完全像这样子。
Because when you look at Paul, wherever he preaches or evangelizes to an area, you will see that whole area becomes so active like water boiling in a pot.
开始的时候在耶路撒冷，你看，这个耶路撒冷，你看，它像火。
At first, when he was preaching in Jerusalem, it is just like a pot that is boiling.
然后来保罗到外邦里面，到腓立比，到以所，哇，就是这样子，这样子。
And then you see how Paul he went and preached to the Gentiles, to the church at Philippi, at Ephesus, and then all these places become burning like water in a pot.
再看一看保罗所走过的，就像这个恶人走过的。
So when you look at the actions of Paul, it is just like the actions of the crocodile.
32
it says,
他行的路随后就发光。
That he leaves behind a shining wake.
这个我们就比较容易清楚。
So this allows us to understand,
这个光是什么光?
What kind of a shining wake is this?
福音的光。
It is the gospel of light.
照亮这个深渊。
That shines into the darkest pit.
所以主耶稣这个光就是照亮，就是黑暗深渊。
So, therefore, the light of Jesus it will penetrate deep into the darkest pit for all those people who have no hope.
这个就是保罗说，就是福音的光照亮。那么那一些蒙蔽的人，就是因为眼睛瞎了，被邪神弄瞎心眼，不然的话都会被这个光照。
And that is why Paul says that only the gospel of light can penetrate deep enough into the recesses of the heart of all those people who are blind, because their blindness is caused by the devil, and that it can only go away by the gospel of light. Here it says that the deep had white hair, and that is here the light shines out of the darkness.
他在地上没有像他造的那样无所惧怕。
And then here it says, on earth there is nothing like him, which is made without fear.
这个就是神的教会。
This is the church of God.
他是无所惧怕。
There is nothing like him.
他说远远超越这个世界，胜过这个世界。
That this church it totally overcomes the whole world and it transcends above.
因为他是高大的，他无不不是。
Because the earth, there is nothing like him, which is made without fear.
他在这个骄傲的水中工作。
That he beholds every high thing, he is king over all the children of pride.
所以说得到一切的权柄，做万王之王。
Because Lord Jesus Christ, he has received all the authority, he is king above all kings.
把这些骄傲的仇敌呀，都践踏在脚下。
That he will overstep all the enemies under his feet.
This 教 教会做王。
Through the church that is raised as a king.
所以启示录里面告诉我。
That is why in Revelation it tells us.
我看启示录第五章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 5.
第五章第九节第十节。
Revelation chapter 5.Verse 9 and 10. And they sang a new song, saying, You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth.
这些蒙主的宝血所买来的。
So all of us who are purchased by the blood of Christ,
我们都归神。
We have all returned back to God.
成为天上的国。
That we now are citizens of the heaven above.
做祭司归神。
That we have all become priests who belong to God.
在地上执掌王权。
And that we will reign as kings on the earth.
就像一开始神对耶稣说，你就穿上这个威严的衣服。
Just like in the beginning when God spoke to Job, that you will put on the garment of God and that you will trample down all the children of pride under your feet. That is the glory of the church. This is something we must understand. And thank God for
it. 最后
Job says that I know that you can do everything and that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you. Now he finally understood the will of God.
谁用无知的话使你的旨意隐藏呢？我所说的就是我不明白这些事太奇妙，我不知道。
Verse 3, you ask, who is this who hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know.
他以前以为他什么都知道，现在说我都不知道。
So Job says that he thought he knew everything before this time, but now he knew he knows nothing.
我说了太多种无知的话，让神的旨意不清楚。
That I have spoken too many childish things that I don't even that I miss the will of God.
现在他求神指示他，也要求神指教他。
So now he asked God to direct him and.
谦卑在神面前
，and humble himself before God.
结果他说，我从前呢听闻你，现在亲眼见你。
So Job says that I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see you.
看见你就是认识你的意思。
And to see you means to come to know you.
以前只是空闻，还没有真的认识。
In the past, I only heard of you, O God. It means that I don't really know you.
现在真的认识。
But now I truly know you.
所以他说我厌恶自己。
Therefore I hate myself.
现在在懊悔，在尘土，一种懊悔。
And I repent myself in dust and ashes.
这是耶伯已经得到了造就。
So here we see how Job he is being transformed.
神的旨意成全了。
And therefore the will of God is fulfilled.
祭物去给约伯为他们献祭。
Therefore, God directed the three friends to bring up offerings so that Job may pray for them.
那么约伯为他们祷告。
Then Job prayed for them.
神说：“我因为悦纳他，就按照你们的欲望办你们。”
And so God says that because I accept.Job, therefore, I will deal with you according to your folly. That is the final judgment of God.
到底谁说的是这个没有人可以判断，只有神。
So who is right and who is wrong? Only God can judge.
那虽然三个朋友犯了错，但是神是怜悯的神，你要来献祭，约伯来一人为你祷告，那我就会回应。
Because God is the final judge.And he told the three friends that what they have spoken is not right. So they must bring offerings before Job, who is righteous, who will intercede for them. So the three friends, they did what God commanded them. And then Job interceded and prayed for his friends.
第十节说，神就使约伯从苦境中回转。
So verse 10, the Lord restored Job's losses.
那么后来神赐给他的福气比以前加倍。
And then the Lord gave Job twice as much as what he had before.
啊，所有的亲戚朋友又回来了，回来安慰他，为他高兴。
So you see, all his brothers and all his sisters, and all those who were his acquaintances, all came back to him.
每个人都送他礼物。
Everyone gave him gifts. So then we see how God has blessed Job twice as much as what he had. And then God again allowed him to have 10 children. Especially the last three daughters who are very beautiful.
并且在他的兄弟当中得父亲的产业。
And that the father gave them an inheritance among their brothers.
在那个时代，女儿是不能得产业。
Because in those days, the daughters they are not entitled to inheritance.
这三个女儿很特殊，又特别漂亮，又可以得产业，真好。
So we see here that these three daughters are very special, that no woman will find as beautiful as them.
所以他的儿女啊，不管是儿子还是女儿，都一样，一同得产业。
So all of his children, that is for Job, sons and daughters, they all receive inheritance.
在基督里面就是这样。
Which means that is what it means in Christ.
不分是男女还是女的。
Doesn't matter whether you are a man or woman.
在律法之下不是这样。
But under the law, that is not the case.
你去看律法，你看，女儿，女人是不算在里面的，包含在男女里面。
Because when you look at the law, that women are not entitled to anything, only the man gets everything.
今天在基督里面，哇，大家都一样，都是神的儿子。
But today in Christ Jesus, all men and women are equal and the same because we are all God's children. So praise and thank God. So that is the conclusion.
最后说，约伯又活了140年。
Then here it says that after this, Job lived 140 years.
他重生了。
He has been reborn.
这就是重生。
That is what it means by reborn.
重生以后，好像重新开始。
So it seems that he has a brand new beginning.
啊，以前那个已经死掉了，那个旧的已经死掉了。
The old person of Job has died.
现在呢，啊，这个是重生的一个新的人。
So now this Job, he is a brand new person.
这个新的人呢，140年。
Then he lived for 140 years.
得见他的儿孙，一直到四代。
And he saw his children and grandchildren for 4 generations. Then we see how Job completed his whole life.
这也就是今天我们重生的旧人受洗，旧人死掉，啊，新人开始就是这个。
So therefore, for all of us today, we are the same. Our old person has died. Now the new person will be reborn and will receive blessings, just like what Job has gone through.So praise and thank God. So these are the spiritual